This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Saturday, October 20. Wheat, weeds, and a mustard seed. Our reading comes from Matthew chapter 13. Jesus told them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a man who sowed good seed in his field. But while everyone was sleeping, his enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat and went away. When the wheat sprouted and formed heads, then the weeds also appeared. The owner's servants came to him and said, "Sir, didn't you sow good seed in your field? Where then did the weeds come from?" "An enemy did this," he replied. The servants asked him, "Do you want us to go and pull them up?" "No," he answered, "because while you are pulling the weeds, you may uproot the wheat with them. Let both grow together until the harvest. At that time, I will tell the harvesters, 'First collect the weeds and tie them in bundles to be burned. Then gather the wheat and bring it into my barn.'" He told them another parable. "The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed, which a man took and planted in his field. Though it is the smallest of all seeds, yet when it grows, it is the largest of garden plants and becomes a tree, so that the birds come and perch in its branches." We know that the world we live in has many good things and amazing blessings, but there's also hardship and brokenness. Ever since our first parents fell into sin, there has been toil and trouble amid all the good things God provides us in life. We can find and cultivate all kinds of good food, but we have to work hard for it. We can enjoy good health, but we can also get sick and even die. Nature can be breathtakingly beautiful, but it can also be viciously cruel. In his parable about the wheat and the weeds, Jesus points out the corruption and brokenness of life in this world. And because there is still so much good amid the damaging effects of sin and evil, he's willing to wait for the time of harvest. At that time, the judgment will come, and the weeds, representing wicked people and all their evil works and systems, will be cast out. In the meantime, though, the kingdom of God will grow in surprising ways, like the huge plant that grows from a tiny mustard seed. At first, it may not even be noticeable, but as it takes root and grows, the good seed of the kingdom spreads far and high and deep and wide, providing comfort and support and rest and peace, even amid the troubles of everyday life. Have you found the peace and rest of the kingdom of God? And will you help others find it too? Pray with me. Lord, grant us your peace and grace in this troubled world, and help us to share it for your sake. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.